It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's a great place to live. All different age groups. You have the
dump that.
What?
The hell?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You can't eat acid. You can't eat acid every day, or the other thing that I said.
I can't eat acid.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
That's not a good word to stop in the middle of.
Let's make note of that.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, here we go. Another Friday morning, another e-break. And it's brought to us by Classic BMW. It's been a tough week with the weather, and several of us have had a tough time getting into the studio, or in our case, the bunker. We've had power outages, both at the station and at our homes, and like everyone else here in the Metroplex, we've been fighting through it. Thanks for fighting through it with us. We've had a lot of great reaction from the P1s this week, and we have had some definite e-breaks. In fact, this is the longest list of possible e-brakes I think we've ever had, just like we've had accidents piled up around the Metroplex. Some 17 candidates or so, narrowed down to three, and all of them have the common theme of we've had some technical issues as we've tried to work our way through this. So this is the Hang Zone, now as they are known, Jake and Dan from noon to three, and they were joined by Bob. Now, they joined this maddening echo on Bob. I'm not sure who was the cause of it, but this one will make you insane.
The negative connotation and violence associated with the Crusader imagery are not reflective of Valpo's mission and values, which promote a welcoming and inclusive community. This is the decision that best reflects our values and community.
Oh no, heavy delay, Julie.
Yeah, there's something.
So apparently, you said
that might have been Mino's new drop.
Something weird going on.
Was that a new drop, Mino?
It will be. Now I sound weird.
Well, everything's great. Hold your mic. I understand that makes everything better.
You know, my general thought when it comes to pretty much every single one of these issues is I feel like it's a bit overblown. Oh my goodness. Delay. But if there are people upset about it, then
I can't hear it at all.
I would defer to them.
I think everything sounds
fine.
Good. Gracious.
Yay!
So apparently you sound like we're not funny.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Alright. Okay.
I thought it was a good sports point, Dan.
So good, you had to hear it twice.
Yeah.
It's 2:30, this is the ticket.
All right.
Wow.
And that was some breakage on me. I'd actually run another one with Bob in there with him. That's just all on the Hang Zone. I don't know who to put that on. Do you think that is a board op issue?
Or something? That's like a speaker feedback. When you're on a Zoom call with somebody and they're not wearing headphones or earbuds,
it did sound
that's
like
what
that.
It sounds like.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that's why I had Bob written down that he was on the line, maybe, and had his headphones near the microphone, and he was also on clean feed. I don't know.
Well, it just means that he had his headphones unplugged. I mean, that's like a laptop speaker.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we don't have to fight through that one again, but that is the Hang Zone up as candidate number one. Candidate number two, speaking of the Hang Zone, it's Dan, who I think is one funny human. But from time to time, Dan will say something that just makes you really uncomfortable and you're not sure really how to square it in your mind. It happens to a lot of guests that they bring on. And this time it's Dan Henry of Fox 4. He's on telling about unfortunate incidents like Flight 191. And then Dan says this, and it made everybody, including Dan Henry, really uncomfortable, and he really didn't know what to say.
You know, basically, in the tornadoes, going back to 1957, and I interviewed a guy, unbelievable story, a guy that was on board Delta Flight 191 that crashed at DFW Airport, and I tell his story of survival.
You know, one of my goals is to survive a plane crash.
Oh, boy. I tell you what, you know, that...
I just wanted to gauge your reaction. So
it appears that Dan would like to leave that one alone.
And
that's totally fair.
Here's Dan Henry talking with someone who really did survive one of the worst air disasters in Texas history, and Dan throws that out.
Yeah, Dan's goal was that he went through that misery that man went through. It's a life goal.
It's, you know, one of my goals.
Yeah, it'd be kind
of
cool to survive a plane crash.
Yeah, I mean, just to say you did.
Even though other people near you died.
Yeah. Yeah, what are the qualifiers on Dan's goal? Like, does he want to survive a plane crash if it means a wheelchair for the rest of his life? Is he cool with that, or?
Is he going to look into risky flights just so he can achieve this goal, or? Fly in bad weather? I really don't understand it, and I usually have a lighter up to everything he says, but I'm going to distance on this one as we uncomfortably listen to it one more time.
You know, basically, in the tornadoes, going back to 1957, and I interviewed a guy, unbelievable story, a guy that was on board Delta Flight 191 that crashed at DFW Airport, and I tell his story of survival.
You know, one of my goals is to survive a plane crash.
Oh, boy. I tell you what, you know, that...
You're going to leave that one alone? I just wanted to gauge your reaction. So
it appears that Dan would like to leave that one alone. And that's totally fair.
What was he going for there? I really don't understand that one, but it's definitely an e-break on Dan McDowell as candidate number two. Candidate number three, this is on primarily myself and Danny. I went on the hard line the other day, and I understood that Corby and Bob and Danny were at home like I was, as we use this platform to make it sound like we're in the studio. I just, for some reason, thought, as did Danny... But wait a minute, Danny knew that Ty Walker was not in the studio, that he was also on this broadcasting platform that we're on. But we were telling old Grego stories during the ticker, and it's pretty wheels off. The
ticker. Key reader, that's what you get,
the
man.
The ticker.
Yeah.
Ticker's well, a service of Randy Essenberg, the fathers of Train.com, and Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Dallas Blonde Pale Ale. Hey, Danny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, got sorry. A ticker going here. It's all right. After further discussions with the mayor's office, more Grego stories later, tonight's game between the Stars and Predators at the AAC is being postponed due to the continued power outages in the area. Next game on the Stars schedule Thursday at home against the Lightning. The Mavericks have also postponed Wednesday night's game at the AAC against the Pistons. Dallas will travel to Houston for a game Friday with the Rockets. The Spurs' next three games postponed after four San Antonio players testing positive for COVID-19. The Hornets, who played the Spurs Friday, will have their next couple of games postponed for contact tracing. The ticker, a service of the law offices
of
Nick Nathan.
I mean, over and show me
the COVID pandemic. If the COVID pandemic has affected you, call Dallas tax attorney Nick Namath at 972-484-0829 or at myirsteam.com. Times of financial hardship can be the best time to resolve IRS issues. I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
Stars have been once inside the room, on the banner of the boards during star season.
So, yeah, by the end of the ticker, Bob, Danny...
What was
Corby? Everybody
jeez.
Was a part of the of the ticker. So my apologies to Ty Walker Chicken. I'm very, very sorry. I didn't realize until a couple of seconds in that we were on the ticker. Very, very sorry. So those are your candidates. The hang zone for candidate number one, Dan. Candidate number two. And then us killing Ty's ticker as number three. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, how about a vote for Mr. Dan? Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, morning, boys.
Morning.
Hey, I didn't hear all the candidates. Is ERCOT up for an e-break this week?
Yeah, how did they know?
We thought about it. Yeah, yeah, we thought about it.
All right, give me the hang.
Oh, he went into the hang zone. Yeah, he went into the hang zone there, candidate number one. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Oh, hi, Musers. This is Quadruple Fake Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And? Who do you want
and
to vote for?
That's it, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, how are y'all this morning?
Who's this?
Hi.
This is Gordon's Oswald Tree calling to vote for the e-break.
Okay. We'll vote.
And I'll take number one and Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Good
<Thanks.
Good> Lord. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys, it's E-Break Man. Hey, Giorgio, love the new song, so here's a tribute. Just a little bit of Dan. It's an E-Break. Yeah, just a little bit of Dan. Yeah, get an E-Break. E-Break, yeah. Rock on,
George. So he votes E-Break for Man. Daniel.
Daniel.
Little bit of Daryl.
Way to go, E-Break Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
There's no slice bone bone.
Nope, nope, nope. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the E-Break?
Am I on your radio?
Unreal. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Measers, I want to vote for the Hang Zone, just so you know. And welcome back to Power Junior. Love you.
Thank you.
How... Have you never missed a week? How is that possible?
Fake Natalie Maines going strong.
Vacation.
And 20 years of that. That was from 2001, wasn't it? When Natalie Maines said that, just so you know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, let's go with the ERCOT of the ticket, Dan McDowell.
Okay. I don't think he wants to adopt that nickname, but thank you.
ERCOT.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
It's me, Abraham Lincoln.
Oh.
Hey, Abraham Lincoln.
You know, this week I learned that Ronnie Van Zant from the Leonard Skinner had goal of surviving plane crash.
Yeah, he didn't make it. Or did he?
Is he the one that lived? The one that made it, maybe.
That's
that it? Great, Trey.
That's a Dan vote, right?
Did not drop him. I would not.
Oh, okay.
Him.
I guess that's a Dan vote, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You know, this is Tiger again. The call dropped, so I'll just vote for Dan.
Thank you.
Did we take his vote last time? Or not? Because
no.
He can't vote twice.
He just said he was the quadruple fake Tiger, and then he dropped off.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Dan McDowell.
Sarah.
You know, basically, in the tornadoes, going back to 1957, and I interviewed a guy, unbelievable story, a guy that was on board Delta Flight 191 that crashed at DFW Airport, and I tell his story of survival.
You know, one of my goals is to survive a plane crash.
Oh boy. I tell you what, you know that. Oh.
I just wanted to gauge your reaction. So
it appears that Dan would like to leave that one alone. And that's totally fair.
Well, for Dan McDowell, that is e-break win number 34. So congratulations, Big Mac. All right, it is 8:09.
Whoa.
What's the matter?
How is Fernando, for the first time ever, not giving us the vote total?
He gave them to me because he says he doesn't have a microphone, so he wanted me to give out the...
I gotcha.
Yeah.
That was jarring to me.
I know. I probably should have alerted you to that because Fernando is not online. That's
we didn't get a Norm joke this week.
No. We have to wait till next week to get a Norm joke. Norm is in first place with 119. Do you know quickly the difference between 34 and 119?
That's
a lot. That's a lot of banana in there.
Is it banana?
I'm gonna put down banana. I'm gonna put down banana, and then we'll maybe update that here in a couple of minutes. We're just 4 minutes away from All-Star talk. The fact that Luka makes it as a starter for the second straight year, and we're really going to play this next.